This is Fresh Air. The New York City band Golem described their music as punk klezmer. Music critic Milo Miles says that on the group's new album, Taunts, they managed to find new ways to balance urban irreverence with folk tradition.
Roll the tape!
Я наблюдаю, я ничего не хочу говорить. Я змея.
A snake.
Я сохраняю покой.
I stay calm.
Сядь ко мне ближе ты.
Sit next to me.
In the 1970s, when the American music market was fascinated by roots, the Eastern European mix of styles known as klezmer awoke from a 50-year sleep. Klezmer was meant to be party music for dancing all night at Jewish weddings. But revival klezmer had a careful, preservationist atmosphere. And no matter how expertly done, a party designed by your grandparents can't be all that exciting. The New York band Golem have spent 14 years injecting punk attitude into the klezmer cadences. They are persistently funny, irreverent, varied in subject matter, and at one moment heartbroken, the next deranged. Golem have put together their tightest program on their fourth album, Taunts, with a title track that offers an irresistible command to dance.
Dance, dance, dance.
Golem does not feature a clarinet, the traditional lead horn in klezmer. Taunts presents Jeremy Brown on violin and Curtis Hasselbring on trombone, plus some wiggly guest guitar from Brandon Seabrook, all of them emphasizing the chattering quality in their up-tempo solos. But while Golem can wham you from the stage, parts of earlier studio work sounded distant, even anemic. New producer Tony Maimone to the rescue. Finally, Golem sounds electric though they play acoustic, as full of beans or tears as they need to be. Here is singer Aaron Diskin explaining how he talks to animals and people in different languages.
With my dog, I speak in Russian.
Сиди, мигавкай!
With my cat, I speak in Polish.
It's clear Diskin can deliver comic relief, but he also relishes the sardonic spin of a trickster narrator. The song Polya Tim suggests a wacky B-movie airplane hijack caper. The Jewish perpetrators screw up the crime, the pilot screws up where they want to go, everybody ends up in Siberia. You're amazed to find it is a cover of a tune by the Russian saloon singer Arkady Severny and based on true events. The lyrics are co-translated by singer Annette Ezekiel Kogan, who also writes most of the words for the band's original songs. She is the sly star of Golem. Here she blends an obsessive lover with an overly protective mother. But that isn't her most ingenious mixture of moods. That would be the brooding mikveh bath, about the ritual cleansing of a bride before an arranged wedding. Here, Kogan finds the sweet spot right between rote ceremony and the intrigue of a mystery assignation. However, the Bravura performance on Tanz is Miskite, a duet by Diskin and Kogan that's a playlet in song. Two uglies meet, they enumerate all the bad features of each other, then notice that he smells lovely and she has a great figure, and love conquers warts.
She was a Miskite, someone so ugly you could cry.
Listening to these capers, you think how apt the name Golem is. It refers to the legend of a clay humanoid brought to life to defend the Jewish ghetto of 17th century Prague, a wild, even depraved creature with a warm heart, offbeat and charming as Golem the band.
Music critic Milo Miles reviewed Tanz, the new album from the punk klezmer band Golem.